The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Hey, time for the Players Lounge right here on the DallasCowboys.com radio. We are sponsored by Aristocrat Gaming.
Yes, sir.
Hecma Harrison here.
Yes, sir.
Barry Church is here. Danny McCray with the day off. I am Nui Scruggs.
Yes, sir.
As we dive into Cowboy topics.
That's how you feeling? That's how you feeling?
The rebuild is among us.
Yeah. I ain't with that, man. Stop.
I've been saying it for weeks, man. Yeah, you heard it here first. All right, rebuild. It's coming, guys. It's coming. You know the t-shirts, the fight, the resilience, or whatever it was? The rebuild.
Rebuild.
Quotations around.
Carpe omnia.
All that good
Seize
stuff.
Everything.
The rebuild.
I'm not going for
foundation.
That. I am just not going
from the
for
ground
it.
Up, baby.
Just not going for that at all.
So let's dive into your hypothesis, your thoughts.
Hypothesis by Barry Church, ladies and gentlemen.
I think it is.
So when you say rebuild, how are you going to go about that in this draft? How are you going about this rebuild? When you say rebuild, that means you're going to let things fall down,
implode,
it's inevitable. Okay, so who's walking, and what leads you into this?
Well, you're not gonna let the big bazooka walk. I mean, that we all understand that. I mean, he's one of the top defensive players in the
Micah
game,
Parsons.
And I'm talking about Micah Parsons. You can't let somebody like that walk. So he'll be here. You got the Diggs. He's under contract. He'll be here. I cannot see CD Lamb. I think CD Lamb's kind of on that same level as far as Michael Parsons, like where you can't let him go. So you got those three pieces right there. Those are your core. Those are going to be your foundation going forward. That's going to be you building a house, you putting it on pillars, you're on a hill, whatever. Those are going to be your pillars. Now, the reason I say rebuild is I don't believe they're going to bring any more cats in to make this an all-in. We're going for the Super Bowl. We're putting all our chips into the bag right here. This is going to be our team that we think has an opportunity to go far. I think when you talk about a rebuild, you're going to get draft pieces that add depth in places. D-line, like we talked about, maybe second level with linebackers, get some young offensive linemen and develop them. We understand what the Cowboys do. They bring in guys, and they do a great job developing this young talent.
Yeah.
But when you talk about a rebuild, I don't see going forward. It's going to be tough because when you got, right now, our quarterback, Dak Prescott, he has the Cowboys kind of just – hamstrung right now. I mean, there's no trade clause. He's hit this $60 million cap hit against his team. So in order for this team to go forward, you got to find a way to kind of reduce that cap number and make him that guy. And I just don't see it going forward. Do y'all see that going forward? Do y'all see this Cowboys team paying Dak $60-some million a year and hamstringing the rest of your team? I don't see it.
So I think what's interesting, and you started saying rebuild probably 2 months ago. Right after the playoff loss, you started, that's been your word, keyword, rebuild.
That is true.
The reason I don't see it is because of the guys that you lost. All right, and if we go Tyron Smith has had Nui on the edge of his seat for years and years.
7-7.
And the same with Danny McCray. You've been wondering, is this guy going to obviously make it to day one, right? Even the other guys that you let go, coaches leave, they get other jobs. What do? They take guys with them, okay? That's exactly what Dan Quinn did. He took the guys that were available in the cupboard with him. If we say Dorrance Armstrong, a guy that really had a good season, a favorite of the Jones family, but a guy that I think I always closely relate his career with that of Randy Gregory. They're always going to be loosely associated with one another because of Randy Gregory's contract and Dorrance Armstrong. And I think that once he got signed, he didn't exceed expectations by any means. So letting him go, I'm not saying, look, you didn't need a player like that right now, but still, no harm, no foul. You got a guy in your cupboard right now that you feel like could at least replace and have that same impact defensively as Dorrance Armstrong had. I feel as though the Cowboys right now, with the guys that they have on the team and what they can potentially do through free agency, we're not done. and also into the draft, you can fill those voids. So to me, the wholesale rebuild that you're talking about isn't there. All right. The other part about when the only thing that really worries me really is Dak's contract, because you are hamstrung. You can't make any additional moves. You can't sign any guys to these record-breaking contracts. But you still have years to negotiate that. CeeDee Lamb still has a year on his deal. Now, we do know when Ezekiel Elliott got to that point, he was jogging in Cabo and wouldn't play under that contract. But mm-hmm. CeeDee Lamb doesn't seem to be in the same mode as Zeke was at the time. So I'm not worried there. And I don't think that you'll lose your star players, because teams don't necessarily get rid of young, productive players across the league in general, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so the point to me is working out the Dak contract. If you're going to maneuver through it, you're going to have to work this contract, and he has the ironclad no-trade clause in that contract. So, look, no matter how you get this done, you got to find a way to get it done, and you got to find a way to get it done that works for the team as well. And if anybody needs to do that, it's Dak. It's Dak. His legacy essentially is attached to this. Now, if y'all want to play the devil's advocate, which I'm sure Noah, you will do that at any moment, you know. But I think we just have to look at this and say, all right, what are the pressing needs right now for the Dallas Cowboys? And we've gone over that. Offensive line, defensive line, linebackers. Would you like to get another running back? Yeah. Would you like to get another wide receiver in there as well? Yeah. And so all of those things are still on the table, and you can still find those guys right now. But to say that we are in a wholesale rebuild mode, Barry, go on with that, man. I'm not listening to that.
You just named them off. About six different, you know, positions that this team needs. And I think I don't see them getting all that at once and just being, okay, we're ready to roll for this playoff push. Yes, you got important pieces, your quarterback. You got wide receiver if, you know, things get done and, you know, you say you don't see him in that same mode. We all understand money talks, man. And if they ain't on the table for him, I don't necessarily see CeeDee Lamb coming out here and doing the OTAs, doing the training camp, unless he has a deal right there. Oh, man, you know, 3 for $75. And you see him people are getting paid around him. So he's sitting there like, man, hold on, where's my ducats at? Talking about Devontae Smith. He just, you know, signed 3 years, $75 million with Philly. So to me, there's a lot of holes that this team has to fill to be competitive, in my opinion, as far as when you talk about reaching that Super Bowl. Now, they'll be competitive within the division. You'll have a great regular season. But when you talk about being one of those championship contending teams, as of right now, the way this roster is built, I just don't see it happening.
So I'm going to try to find an example where I say, hey, who's a team that was contending, that all of a sudden they had to look at the salary cap and say, we got to get some people out of here. And we got to change our team. Mm-hmm. And was still able to compete. Go to Green Bay. Got rid of Rodgers. Yeah. Traded him. Love came into play. And obviously he's on a rookie deal versus the money that Rodgers was making. But still, they had the cap hit they had to deal with. Mm-hmm. And they had to get rid of several veteran and very good players and had to go with younger guys. Made the playoffs.
They did.
We watched them in the playoffs.
We were a part of it, yes.
Yeah.
So Church, I hear what you're saying. There are tough decisions that have to be made. And the consequences of keeping some players, because you've got not just this year, you've got a multiple of contracts that are going to be coming up down the road, not just Micah Parsons. You're going to have to deal with De'Ron Bland at some point in time.
Yeah.
Zach Martin, Tank Lawrence, these guys have deals that are going to be coming. So you're going to see changes within the roster, which means this draft and how they approach free agency the rest of the way. And when I say the rest of the way, meaning the guys who didn't get got, who are looking for jobs that you say, hey, look, man, what do you think? You know, and maybe this is where Zimmer goes in and finds some of his guys. Hey, you know, we if you like to play, we have this money available to you, and you try to fit pieces together. This is where you have to lean on Will McClay's expertise, Mike McCarthy's ability as a coach to try to make this thing work. Looking at it from your standpoint and people nationally, yeah, it doesn't look good. But this is not a situation that is uncommon in this league.
Yeah.
At some point in time, you got to pay.
This is true.
The bills come due.
Yeah. This is true. But does that sound like a competitive team to you guys? Filling big needs with guys that may be past their prime or be free agents as opposed to guys that can come in and make an immediate impact? Does that feel like a competitive team to you guys?
I think that any team, that's what you need. You know this. You need guys that can come right out of the draft, right off the bus, and can come right on the field and play. It doesn't always work like that. I'm not going to say any names, but we know. There are some guys that disappointed us. Look, when I look at this roster, and especially right now going into the draft, I already said, offensive line, you got to get an offensive line. You got to get a center. You got to get a guard. You got to get something to fill in for your center and your guard position. And behind that, I think defensive line is going to be another one of those. For me, and when it comes down to Zimmer, it's the same thing with Mike McCarthy last year. What is that offense going to look like? I'm asking, what is this defense going to look like? Because correct me if I'm wrong, I thought that Zimmer was one of those flex guys, 3-4, majority, then 4-3. So we know that he doesn't have the personnel to do that. And I think a lot of people have been asking, like, for Michael to get the best Michael you can get. You might want to move him to a 3-4. And I always rely on you for that because you played in a lot of 3-4 defense, one of the best 3-4 defenses in Duval.
Mm-hmm.
And so, look, I think with the wholesale changes that are coming, you're already set in certain positions. The cornerback, are we worried about the cornerback position? I mean, we're worried about Trayvon and his knee.
What he's going to look like.
Okay, but we know what we get from him as a player. Deron Bland, you know what you're going to get from him. I think your linebackers are going to be so much better if they don't have to fight through the minutia to get to the actual ball carrier. So that kind of works itself out. And so, Barry, I think I don't say rebuild because I look around at the teams that do it in spite of. Like San Francisco, if you take them, for example, I think they're loaded on offense. Ayuk, Debo, McCaffrey, they got everything you need. Defensively, they have a lot as well, but we never talk about their secondary. We never mention their secondary. We never mention their cornerbacks because, Fred, we're always – okay, but every team has its weakness, but we're looking at the Cowboys and saying, they got multiple weaknesses, dog.
The Niners are so good up front that you can cover up the warts in the back
end. Exactly. That's what I'm saying, where you have to fill in those holes on the offensive line and defensive line cures all of that, to my point. That's what I'm saying, and that's where the importance to me has to lie in getting better on the front.
Yeah.
Man, I hear offensive line. I read these drafts, offensive line. Can we go back and look at the last three losses in the playoffs? Two to San Francisco and one to Green Bay. They've had the ball shoved down their throat.
That's true. That's very true.
I mean, and it's been to the point of, hey, we're going to start off. I mean, think about it, because Green Bay's coach was with Shanahan in Washington, so they did the same basic game plan. We're going to run this ball down your throat.
Yeah, they did that.
We're going to get a lead, and it's going to be a wrap. You're going to be playing from behind.
Yeah.
So when I see these mock drafts about the offensive line, and yes, they need a center, if you don't fix this defensive line early, when are you going to fix it? Because the best players, especially defensive players, you got to get them early. It's not like you sit around here, hey, man, we found this gem right here in the seventh round.
We stumbled upon.
We're about to get another Jay Ratliff here, round seven from Auburn. I don't want to bet on that.
No.
You need to go handle this thing up front. And I'm sorry, Mozzie Smith has shoulder surgery, baby.
Oh, man.
So you think about it, man. He lost a lot of weight. That was an issue. Now he's saying he's got shoulder surgery. I have not seen the young man. Haven't talked to anybody recently about the young man on the record who wants to put anything on the record. But should we be trusting Mozzie Smith to say, we're good. We're good at the D-line?
I don't think so.
I don't have a reference of a guy that's had a bad first year and then recovered in his second year to be an All-Pro or at least Pro Bowl.
Troy Polamalu.
Thank you. All right. Thank you for digging that out. I mean, but you go right
Rice.
To the, but you go,
Rice.
But you go right. Come on, Jerry Rice. Troy Polamalu. Come on, dog.
Hall of Famer.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
You asked. So they're Hall of Famer.
He goes anything? Straight to the mountaintop. That wasn't what I was expecting.
Anything from Mozzie Smith show you that he about to go?
No.
Jack,
absolutely not. not. Jerry Rice, Chuck.
You asked.
Way to seal your point, Dewey. Yeah, but you know, look, giving up on a second year play, I don't think the Cowboys are going to do that. But I do think that you have to go into the draft and also get a defensive lineman. And that's why I was saying second round may be your better bet to go and get a guy like that. But you know, offensive line wise, getting this thing fixed up front is going to be foremost. And we have, man, I am deathly afraid right now where we are at the running back position. I'll just voice it. And that's my biggest thing right now is, what are they thinking at running back? And unless something happens in free agency there, or at least in the draft where there's a name that you can trust and say, oh yeah, that's a guy that I know we can, he's that guy. Right now, Rico Dowdle and Deuce Vaughn is your day one starters. And I don't feel comfortable there. All right.
What you on that
one? Okay. Run CMC, Christian McCaffrey led the league in rushing. First round pick.
Mm-hmm.
After that, Derrick Henry, number two.
Yep. First round.
1,176 yards. Second round pick. Kyren Williams of the Rams was the third leading rusher in the league. I don't know where he was taken. Then it's James Cook. Not Dalvin, but James Cook. Number four.
Not the Devontae, but Dalvin.
Number five.
The brothers.
DeAndre Swift, who Detroit said bye.
Go ahead, we'll see you.
And Philly had him for a year.
Say goodbye.
Fifth, and then Philly said go away, and now he's in Chicago. Then it's James Conner.
Man, James, I don't know.
Yeah,
James.
Then we have a first-round pick at number seven in Najee Harris. Then Joe Mixon, eight, who was a second-round pick, who Cincinnati said bye. Then you got Dave Montgomery, Detroit, ninth. And then Raheem Mostert of Miami was 10. And I only bring this up to say the running back deal is all about the play caller and how they want to utilize the guy. I thought, and this is me, I thought old boy from Texas was going to set it on fire. I thought he was going to be for sure a top five running back. Arthur Smith decided not to really use the guy.
Yeah.
Bijan
Robinson. Bijan Robinson. So we'll just have to see where it is, man. I mean, Tony Pollard. You know where Tony Pollard was last year in the league in rushing?
Wasn't where he wanted to be at.
12.
Wow, 12. Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Come on, he was further back.
12. Man. Fourth round pick, 12. So, yeah. Bijan was 15th, by the way.
Yeah.
So well, technically, I hear your concern about it. If you can block up front and your quarterback returns to being an all-pro player, you just need some guys who can figure out how to pick up a third and two. who can punch it in first and five from the five.
Yeah.
That's my bigger concern. And we were talking in the break or before the show about Amani Bailey at TCU. I can see them deciding to, hey, let's try to fix up front a little bit and give Zimmer some more what he wants defensively and then help the offensive line and then try to get a guy like that a little bit back in. Xavier Worthy is a guy they brought in who, if he's not hurt, is probably the number one running back off the board and maybe even a first-round pick if he's not hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're talking about the running back from Texas?
Yes, yeah, the running back from Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm not worthy. I'm sorry. Brooks?
Yeah.
He messed his knee up, right?
Yes. I'm sorry. Not worthy. But Brooks.
But you are a Mr. Time Proof and Consistency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen either of those things for the two running backs that we're talking about. If we're going to go into a running back by committee situation, we're going to have to at least have a guy that day one that we can trust. You start the season right now with Rico Dowdle. That is the great unknown because you don't know. You have no idea if that third and two can be picked up by Rico Dowdle.
And I can see if we had the 2016 offensive line the Dallas Cowboys had. When you had Frederick, you had Mark.
I'll go with that.
Tyrants. This one right now.
Third and two, knew he could get it.
You know what I mean?
Knew he got it. Out there behind that offensive line, knew he got it.
Hey, man. This is going to be warts no matter what. At this point in time, there's going to be some warts. It's going to come out of this draft and free agency. I'm worried about this. I'm worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
if your offensive line is not taken care of, if you can't stop the run, if you can't run the ball, Emmitt Smith ain't going to help you back then.
True.
You know, so you've got to fix these things. Is there going to be a superstar there? No. You'll be able to find a free agent running back, mm-hmm. and I think you'll be able to go out and find yourself a running back. You know, they go get Terrell Davis in the fifth round like Denver did in the sixth round where they got – I don't know. But I'm not – the mock drafts are in line with you, Heckma, where they've got the Cowboys taking running back in one of their first – three picks.
Mm-hmm. You don't think that's smart?
I'm not going to say I think it's smart. Show me who's there.
Okay.
You know, the kid from Florida State's a good player.
Right.
But, man, I am worried about that D-line.
100%. Linebackers, too.
You know, I mean, if they ran on him like this last year, what you going to do now?
Like that, but this is a problem that we've been dealing with for years.
But it's worse now.
No, wait a minute. We were just all in Dan Quinn, we trust, and now all of a sudden, let's not. How?
Dan Quinn ain't walking through that door.
No. Come on. We're talking about last year's issues under Dan Quinn, and before that, it was Coach Nolan. So, right, so where did we fix it?
So, right now, Mozzie Smith is starting for you.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, and look, we've already talked about those
first
couple.
How you feel about
that? I don't feel good about it, but I'm not loading him up and putting him in the recycle bin on his second year.
I'm not saying you got to reload him, but I'm not just sitting up here letting him go all the way. Just come on, all right, big fella, give it a good try. I need some help.
No, absolutely. He knows that. He knows that.
So
for
that's
sure.
what I'm doing. And plus, you're going to need a rotation in the National Football League of 17 games anyway. You're going to need some guys. Hankins is gone. I mean, I'm scared right now.
You more worried about that level or the second level for when you talk about linebackers?
Well, if Mozzie's sitting up there now, get turned around like he is now, Jack Ham couldn't do that.
Like who you relying on in that second level? I know you got Kendricks
that he just
agent
signed.
Vet. You know, yeah. he was also a part of one of the worst defenses in the league last year. We talk about the Chargers, and you got a rookie in.
You watched a lot of Chargers football,
I was watching. And you got Clark in there who struggled at times last year, Bell as well, and the kid from Texas.
DeMarvian Overshawn.
Coming back from an ACL, so we don't know what he's going to be able to do out there.
Right, brother, there's some
questions that need to be answered.
There's a lot of questions, but I do believe
in rebuild.
If you don't get it up front, all your linebacker gonna be doing is catching dudes.
Second and two. They gonna be.
I don't like how that sounds.
You gonna get Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M, but if they got a skinny defensive tackle with a bad shoulder up front, he gonna be catching.
Boy gonna be out there fighting for his life, man.
Nobody's ever called Mozzie Smith skinny. He's never been called skinny his entire life.
Man, get off the block.
man. Ever.
Ozempic or something like that, man. All right, let's go get a break. Let's get our first break right here on the Players Lounge.
Ozempic.
Brought to you by Aristocrat Gaming on DallasCowboys.com radio.
Oh, he's out of pocket.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites and a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into two new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want to munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie Bowls, now in two new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection. Featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. Hashtag be your own boss.
There is no I in Dallas. There is no I in heart either. No I in Blue Star or in Lone Star for that matter. And there's no I in how about them Cowboys? Smirnoff knows there's no I in football. Football is a we thing, an experience that is best enjoyed together. With good drinks and good folks, home or away, we rally together. We cry together. And we always rally cry together because there's definitely no I in Cowboys fans. Smirnoff, we do game days. Please drink responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Come out to the Star in Frisco for Dallas Cowboys Draft Weekend presented by Miller Lite. The party starts on Thursday, April 25th at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy live draft coverage, player appearances, live performances, and more. On Friday, come back for Draft Night Out with alumni and DCC appearances at Miller Lighthouse. Then finish strong on Saturday with the Draft Day 5K presented by Baylor Scott and White Health. For more details, visit DallasCowboys.com/draft.
Thank you very much. Heckman Harrison, Aristocrat Gaming, brings you the Players Lounge. And by the way, get the Cowboys, I mean Star Magazine, their draft draft coverage, man. It's
Kurt.
Really good. Draft
phenomenal.
Guides. Yeah, it's really, really good. They always put a lot of work into this thing. Mm-hmm. So check out the work. Heckman Harrison is here. It's Barry Church.
Yes,
I'm Louis Scruggs. Danny McCray with the day off. So I stopped watching those shows in the morning.
Oh, you gotta watch them, Nui. Come on, man, get your blood boiling, dog. Have it with your coffee. Get up.
Hey, that blood pressure.
Hey, yeah. You wanna hear some? Yeah, listen.
Look, I understand, especially being in TV. I know what the game is. Okay, mm-hmm. I know how it works. So it's just throwing this meat. Cowboy talk is meat that they throw into the shark, and everybody wants to get a chew on, and people buy it.
The chum.
Okay, you know, there's never any Kansas City talk, you know?
Ever.
No. And they got some issues going on up over there. Mm-hmm. But no, it's this cowboy talk that's going to always get everybody. Mm-hmm. Adam Schefter rolled out, well, what if Dallas decides to take a quarterback? And so I said, I don't watch. What I get is things that pop up on my social media feed. And then I have ESPN alerts to my phone. And so when they do something on Cowboys, it jumps up on my phone. And I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. Then I just saw one of the clips where Schefter talked about it. And I guess they had Swagoo over there, mm-hmm. former Cowboy Marcus Spears. And then the 24th pick, what about Michael Penix, was part of the conversation. And I just shake my head at it from the simple standpoint. If you know the history of Jerry Jones in drafting quarterbacks, you know that he's drafted exactly one in the first round. Did you know when it was?
Troy.
1989, the first ever pick. He's not done that since.
35 years ago.
When do they draft quarterbacks? When does he feel comfortable drafting quarterbacks? Round four. Dak Prescott, fourth round.
Mm-hmm.
The kid Stephen McGee, when they took him to Texas A&M, fourth round. They took Mike White. At La Tech in the fifth round.
Talk about a blast from the past. Mike White.
Too. Yeah, Mike White. Mm-hmm. He looked at Paxton Lynch in the first round. It didn't work out, and they eventually landed on Dak Prescott in the fourth round. Trey Lance was traded for what? A fourth rounder.
Yeah, makes sense.
So when people talk about the Cowboys taking a quarterback this year, there's your quarterback. They used a draft pick on Trey Lance. That's the quarterback.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Now, someone said on one of our shows here, hey, if Penix is there at 24, boy, you may want to look at this thing.
Who said that?
Well, listen to the shows and you'll find out.
Okay.
Because I'm not throwing shade. It was just there.
No doubt. I just wanted to know.
But I can't see taking a quarterback with all of these
pieces. He just did a list of all the holes you need.
Now, if they do, then what you said, Mr. Church,
the it's the rebuild. The
then, it's the rebuild.
This is the rebuild. Take that, take that.
I just don't see where a QB, like, how does that help you right now? Like you just said, with all those holes that you need filled, just on the defensive side of the ball alone, you know, how does getting a quarterback in the first round help you? He's not going to play unless, like you said, they plan on doing something with Prescott that we don't know. But he's not going to help you. And not only Trey Lance is there, you got Cooper Rush as well. Yeah,
four quarterbacks.
Who went
Nobody
out there
even and
is,
about
exactly, who is extremely serviceable out there. What he went, 4-1 when Dak went down? Like, you got a great backup sitting right there who, I doubted early, but I was proven wrong. But you got two backup quarterbacks right there in your stable already. You got so many other needs. This is not a draft where you can be like, all right, you know, let's just pick up something that we may need in the future. This is a draft where you better hit on all your picks, yeah, or you will be in that, you know, rebuild t-shirt era that we talk about. So to me, I just don't see where a quarterback can help you right
now. That's going to be a lot of money. Yeah. Think about that.
Well, look.
Between Dak's money.
Yeah, Brad. Yeah.
Dak making almost 60. Lance, his number's about 5. Then you have Cooper Rush. Then you're talking about Penix.
Yeah.
Four quarterbacks? How does that make any that's why when I hear this stuff, heck, that's why I don't watch.
See, okay. So instead of being the devil's advocate, let's just go straight devil on this. Okay. let's call it how it is. Because if you do something like that, you're not gonna have Dak here at the same time. It's not gonna work. Okay. Yeah, right. You may even have to unload one of those backup quarterbacks that we're talking about as well for further draft picks. Look. Let's entertain it because, okay, first round, you do something like that, then, like I said before, Dak has the ironclad, no trade, and so that means Dak is basically saying, okay, I will pick who you can trade me to, okay? He's not going to do you any favors. He's not in the business of – okay, let's say he does you a favor, all right? Who would be your dancing partner? I would say Minnesota at 11 – the Rams at 13, 14, something another. Possibly. So you could go up and get one of those upper echelon style of quarterbacks, but there's no Troy Aikman in this draft. There's no guy that is immediately a program changer that I see. I'm not saying that Penix Jr. isn't a good quarterback and didn't have a great season, which he did. But we are in full rebuild mode if we go in that direction. And if you do that, if you do make that trade, yes, what does that align you with? It aligns you with to be able to sign CD immediately to a deal, to sign Michael Parsons immediately to his deal, because that frees up all your money. Mm-hmm. But you're still, I think whatever the cap hit is, I don't know what that is, but there's still going to be a cap hit associated with it. Why in the hell, why would you do that? Why would that be the route that you take? And I've heard so much from Jerry, we'll only go as far as Dak will take. I don't know if that's sarcasm or whatever it is, but I feel like when it comes to Mike McCarthy and these 12-5 seasons and knocking on the door, this isn't time to say, all right, let's unload this whole thing and bring a rookie in here and let's see how a rookie takes this on. That would, to me, wouldn't make any sense. But unless they have another plan brewing, something else going, then, again, full rebuild, reboot if we go that way.
How do you look at your coach after that? Like, how do you look at the head coach and say, hey, I got your back? We, you know, if they do decide to move on from
You give him an extension. And a buyout at the end of the season. Just to say, we know what we did, homie. So we gonna give you that money.
Once again, just as we have talked through this, which is why I do not watch those shows.
Yeah, they're reckless.
Which is why I cannot take them serious.
That sounds crazy, doesn't it?
Taking Michael Penix gives you four quarterbacks and having a conversation with someone last year after the Trey Lance trade was made and asking the reasoning, and they'd said, we would probably go into 2024 drafting a quarterback. That's what we would probably do. Well, now we don't have to do this. Yeah. Here's a quarterback who we had a second-round grade on.
Okay.
That they got him for a 4.
For a 4.
Mm-hmm. The problem that the Cowboys are feeling now is people looking at, well, what Mac Jones and Justin Fields were traded for. But I also say that's an unfair history because you would not have been able to get Justin Fields for a six at the start of last year. Or even Mac Jones, because those players had a higher value once they played. Their value plummeted.
Went down.
Plummeted. Yeah. And so, to me, Trey Lance for a four, considering the history of the Cowboys, mm-hmm. where they would probably take a quarterback in the fourth round. Okay. It made sense. I'm not saying it's going to work, but you have to have a rationale. Why would we do this? I understand the thinking of why they did.
Trey Lance is the great unknown. I don't know anything about him. Didn't know anything about his career when he was in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It was so up and down. He was hurt. I still don't know what you get from a guy who was taken, third in the first round? Mm-hmm. And so, look, if there's any leverage, if there's any value that the Cowboys can use for draft day, I say use it. You know, Cooper Rush has been not only a serviceable backup, he is proven as a backup. Look. And we just look, we're getting into this area with Dak where it's just like, get the deal done already, because you can't do anything unless you get this deal done. And if we're going to attack the rest of this season, play out your deal, the $126 million contract, and then we'll see at the end of the year. I think, again, you're playing chicken with these contracts like you have been doing all season long. You wait till the last minute and, you end up having to give the bag to a guy. And this is gearing up to be another one of those unless you get it done.
All right, let's get our final break right here and on the Players Lounge on DallasCowboys.com radio.
To kick off the 2023 NFL season, Hugo Boss teamed up with the NFL and Micah Parsons to launch an iconic apparel collection featuring hoodies, crews, t-shirts, polos, joggers, and more. The bold, unique apparel of the Boss NFL collection unites football and fashion while reflecting what it truly means to be a boss. Get yours today at NFLShop.com/HugoBoss, at HugoBoss.com, and at Boss Retail Stores. Hashtag be your own boss.
Hi, I'm Danny McCray, Dallas Cowboys alumni player here with Smoothie King. And Smoothie King wants to ask you, what's that sound? That's the sound of us magically transforming our smoothie bowls into two new decadent flavors. Dig into a cool acai or pitaya bowl, handcrafted with crunchy, purely Elizabeth granola, fresh strawberries, and finished with a velvety chocolate hazelnut drizzle. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, or anytime you want to munch. And that's the sound of you making them disappear. Smoothie bowls, now in two new decadent flavors. Only at Smoothie King, the official smoothie of the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys, Jack Black. And right now, Cowboys fans can get 15% off their $75 order. Plus, because every deal needs a playmaker, your order will include a free 5-piece skincare set and free shipping. The Jack Black Playmaker is four of Jack's favorites in a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Make a play for the playmaker at getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys with the code CowboysVIP.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Head to Miller Lighthouse at AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Cowboys Tacos and Tunes Festival presented by Miller Lite on Saturday, May 4th from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy a variety of tacos and from regions across Mexico and food truck fare while you sip on cold drinks and listen to live music. Admission and parking are free. Visit attstadium.com/tacosandtunes for more information. See you there.
Hackman Harrison, appreciate it. Hackman Harrison is here. Barry Church is here. I'm Newey Scruggs. Danny McCray with the day off. Aristocrat Gaming brings you the Players Lounge right here on DallasCowboys.com radio. Draft's going to be Detroit this year.
Detroit.
Hey.
Well, it's going to be live. Pink Gators.
Gators. Hey. Banana cognac. Yeah, it's going to be. It's going down.
So it's going to start on a Thursday for round one. Rounds two and three will be Friday. And then rounds four through seven will be on Saturday.
It's going down, baby.
It's going down. Somebody got to go with the Cartier.
Yeah. If you know, you know.
As we get closer and closer to the draft, and more people come up with their thoughts, the Cowboys keep getting mocked an offensive lineman.
Yep.
Do you believe it?
I want to.
That they're going
to
get an O lineman?
Yeah.
Man, I can see it, man. I can really see it. I can see it happening. I don't agree with it, but I can see it happening.
I mean, we've gone through this. I've said offensive line in the first round. I think you have to shore up. You got to get that piece. Be right this time on that piece and be that guy. I think the last time we took an offensive lineman, was it Frederick
in the first?
No. I'm tripping. Center was Frederick in the first. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So maybe we do it again. The kid from Oregon, Jackson Powers, whoever I love his game.
Okay.
Medicals are what they talk about on the draft show here. That is possibly knocking the young man down. In the draft guy, Jackson Powers Johnson is rated as the number one center, but then they're changing it a little bit, and a lot of people are kind of putting Grant Barton
ahead of him.
Yes, because they feel better about the medical situation, even though Grant Barton went through a couple of nicks. But he's a kid from Duke.
Okay.
But at the same time, on the latest draft show, they think that Grant Barton may not be there. That there's some steam picking up from him. So, and don't forget Philadelphia is ahead of you in the draft.
Absolutely.
And they've had Jason Kelce leave. So
they're going to get some.
Just kind of looking at the center position here. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, is Zach Frazier. It's also coming off a little bit of an injury. The center from West Virginia is someone who's also out there. And then you've got Cooper Beebe, center from Kansas State, from your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it is.
Who is a good football player and two-time offense, Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year, by the way, and a consensus All-American. So these are some players that could be there from the center position.
And it would not hurt my feelings if it was flipped and we went D-line in the first and then offensive line in the second. It wouldn't. It really wouldn't hurt my feelings. But I think right now with Tyron Smith leaving and Tyler Smith going out to left tackle, you have an opening there, guard and center, and you need something there.
Yeah.
I'm still standing on business about a defensive tackle. Because I just
not standing on business. Did you pull out?
Standing on business.
Newey said I'm standing on business.
Because what are you trying to do? What is Cowboy fan most frustrated about? It's the lack of playoff success.
Yes.
And we've seen it time and time again. Man, run on these boys.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an offensive coach, I mean, what are we going to do? Run on these fools. That's the whole mess. We've got to run on these fools. And you can win.
You can.
Everybody's gotten well over 100 yards when they've beaten the Cowboys in the playoffs. Yeah. We're going to run this thing. We're going to shorten the clock. We're going to make them play from behind, and boom, let's go. That's been an Achilles heel. Offensive linemen are an issue, and you can address it. But, man, you sit around here and wait too long on this defensive line, man. Good luck. And you bring Zimmer in here. Zimmer likes big people.
He does.
You don't have big people, do you? Mm. No, you don't.
You got them space eaters.
There's no space eater.
Mm-mm.
I am one of those who also believes that you need to build your team right now to figure out how to beat San Francisco and win the division beating Philadelphia. They're going to run the ball.
I am one that believes that we have to have a balanced attack on offense to be able to compete in those situations. You're going to come up against a team like we came up against Green Bay, and they did run the ball on us. In turn, we couldn't run the ball. We couldn't control pace, tempo, time, none of those things.
What they knew we were going to where we were going with CeeDee Lamb. They shut all of that down with Jaire Alexander and their guys back there.
They cut.
So we have to find a way as well. We have to counter that. And I think building our team to beat one team doesn't help us through the season. All right. We've got to be balanced and good enough up front to be able to run the ball. But yes, I am not saying that I don't agree with you. If anything, we have got to stop the bleeding on the defensive line. We got to. And we got to get to it. And it's a pride thing. Yeah, I mean, come on. You played on a number one defense. You know what it is.
It's a mindset.
It's a mindset.
When it comes to those front seven, if you got some goons in there, I mean, it makes it so much easier. If you got guys in there that with the mindset, you're not going to run the ball, and when you pass the ball, we're coming after you.
Yeah.
I mean, and you got the pieces to attack a quarterback. You got one of the best pass rushers in the league. You got a DeMarcus Lawrence out there. It's just that interior. That interior on the first level and the second level, it's got to be tuned up a little bit.
In the words of Dez Bryant, fix this. That's our show for today. Helmut Harrison. Appreciate you. Barry Church and Mary Scruggs. Take care.
All right, Danny.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club. How about this, Cowboys?